This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Which NFL free roll division would you like to do first?
Let's do the NFC South because we have two left. We have the NFC South and the NFC West. And in the NFC South, and the free roll game, of course, is it's not like free rolls. Like, you don't get free bread.
Yeah. Olive Garden, breadsticks and salad.
Listen. I date an Italian girl from Staten Island. Olive Garden might be the worst curse word that you could possibly use.
Well, I didn't say anything about the courses that come after that.
But how great would free rolls be?
Yes, it would be excellent.
What's better than table bread? Like good table bread.
Right. And naturally, I mean, it's got to be olive oil is the dipping too. And then if you go to the...
Absolutely.
I went to Carnivina, which isn't open, I think, anymore. It's in the Palazzo in Vegas. And God, like, what do they give you? Like some kind of like animal fat that's like salted as like a spread. Does this sound familiar at all? Something like this?
But it sounds great.
It was like, they're like, this is butter. And then this is, and I was like, wait, what is the other one?
Yes, I'd like to put both of these things on my bread. And I'm always insulted when they're like, would you like bread for the table? It's like, how about this? Save your breath, go get the bread and bring it over here, drop it off, and then get as far away from me as possible.
Yes. I'd like to play a game. It's called free roll. That's what I'd like to play.
All right. So this is not free roll. This is free roll, right? Where we take a hypothetical $100 and we bet it on NFL divisions after the NFL draft, or maybe we don't bet it based on what the odds are. So we'll go to the NFC South emanating. I'm all scrambled right now. Emanating makes absolutely no sense here, but I'm in the throes of this Champions League bet. The Bucs, the Super Bowl champions, emanate from this division is what I was trying to say. Tampa's minus 200. The New Orleans Saints in the post-Drew Brees era with Jameis Winston now as the presumptive starter, plus 300. The Atlanta Falcons with their new tight end Kyle Pitts and new head coach Arthur Smith, plus 800. And the Carolina Panthers with their new quarterback Sam Darnold and their freshly minted new cornerback J.C. Horn, plus 1,100. Ken, you got $100 to bet on the NFC South. Where are you putting it and why?
If the exercise is obviously have to spend the money in this division. I think I would bet it on Atlanta if I had to at plus 800. I think I would take all 100 and put it on Atlanta. But Atlanta falls into this category of teams. There are three divisions that we've identified in the course of this exercise. NFC South with Tampa. AFC North with Baltimore. AFC West with Kansas City, three teams that are extremely likely, insanely likely to have a baseline number of wins that is in the double digits, something like 10, 11 as a minimum. And then there's some 12, 13s, 14s, et cetera, and higher in there with Mahomes and with the Ravens and with Tampa with all 22 starters back. So I think with the NFC South, I would make the same argument that I made the last 2 days with those two divisions. If you love Atlanta, and I like a lot of things about Atlanta, and we've had Rob Pizzola on the show, and he loves Atlanta, and he bet Matt Ryan to win MVP, which is insane.
That may be a good way to bet them, right?
But he's thinking the right way, is the point, right? He's thinking the right way, which is, if Atlanta beats Tampa to win the division, like, what would you rather be holding? The plus 800 that you know cashes in that situation, or Matt Ryan 125-1 to win MVP when Atlanta has to win like 13 games in order to win the division? Like, I mean, yes, you lose the Tom Brady gets injured permutations. That's what you don't get by making a different kind of bet, like where Atlanta wins 10 and wins the division, although I would consider that very unlikely. The type of season that will be required to beat an average Tampa season, I think it benefits you to play like crazy, crazy outcomes. What does Atlanta also have? They have a first-year head coach. What does coach of the year tend to go through the last 15 years? First-year head coach. So like Arthur Smith coach of the year. What if he's 40-1 to win coach of the year or something, and they're 8-1 to win the division? What's a better bet in that situation? That's highly correlated. Matt Ryan to win MVP, less correlated, because you could have other outstanding individual seasons by Mahomes, by other guys like that, but still another way to think about playing it. It's an interesting discussion of if you love Atlanta, just like if you loved Cleveland, or if you loved, you know, the Chargers was the other team we brought up with this, or Denver, if they get Aaron Rodgers, like what are other ways to kind of make the same bet that the team's going to be not just good, not just go over their win total, but like really, really good. So if I had to spend the money, I think I would play Atlanta because I can't play them in any other markets on this exercise. I think Tampa's awesome. But I'll at minus 200, I'll take a shot to beat them. And I think Atlanta has at least a high enough ceiling that I think they can do that.
I agree with you where I think Tampa's like extremely likely, obviously, to win the division.
I agree. Yep.
I would love to make a case for Carolina. I think that the defense is majorly on the upswing. I like what Matt Rhule and company have done from year one into year two. I like a lot of the pieces that they have on offense at the skill positions. I like Rhule as a coach. Love Joe Brady as an offensive coordinator. The reason why I can't get behind Carolina to be like, give me Carolina as opposed to Atlanta, I do not trust Sam Darnold. Now, I know what a lot of people are going to say, Ken, and maybe you can kind of react to what I'm going to say here is, you know, Sam obviously was not great with the Jets, but everyone's going to be like, well, why can't he be Tannehill? Like getting out from under the thumb of Adam Gase, better coaching, better situation. Like, why can't he be that? Maybe he can be, but I feel like Tannehill actually showed more than in Miami than Darnold did with the Jets. So like maybe like Darnold was good in the preseason. Well, they made the playoffs. He was hurt and Matt Moore played in that game.
True. Good point. Yep.
What do you think about that? The Darnold, like, Adam Gase, is he going to be the next Tannehill thing as Chelsea literally misses another shot right in front of the net?
Yeah, I mean, tough to make a bet on Carolina like versus Atlanta, for example, where I think there's a lot more to like it about Atlanta's ceiling. Carolina, I think you would rather play the win total over than play like that volatile of an outcome than to win the division.
All right, we'll talk more about Carolina versus Atlanta at the bottom of the NFC South and then move to the NFC West, where I can't believe it. The San Francisco 49ers and the Rams have the same odds. We'll debate it next.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Chelsea missed more chances during the break. 1-0 right now, 82nd minute. So in about 10 minutes, we'll know one way or another if Chelsea wins, obviously, or if the game's going to go to extra time or not. It's just, man, it's rough. This is a sweat right now, man.
Yeah.
This is a sweat.
I can tell from the last segment. I know what the next 8 minutes is going to be like.
Power Hour, hour number three. Those will be all our picks for tonight. NBA and Major League Baseball. Joe Giglio coming up next hour, talking Major League Baseball. Connor Allen starts the hour on the National Football League from our friends over at 4 for 4. But Ken, let's close hour number one. We'll get to the NFC West in a second as we free roll bet the NFL divisions following the NFL draft as we finish up doing that today. And the Falcons and the Panthers, I know we had kind of started that discussion and you like Atlanta, and I want to make the case for Carolina here because like they really do the weapons on offense. This is going to be Darnold's best supporting cast, like by leaps and bounds. And I actually like the drafting of Terrace Marshall from LSU. You know, Joe Brady obviously knows him well from coordinating, you know, Marshall on the national championship team a couple of years ago with Burrow, with DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, and McCaffrey's obviously a stud here, where Darnold's going to be set up for success. And it's almost like if you meaning you, Ken Barkley, or you, the person listening, if you think that Brady can kind of fix Darnold, and they obviously believe in him enough to have guaranteed his fifth year, so he's their quarterback for 2 years now, I think it's probably worth taking a shot on Carolina as opposed to Atlanta, because I feel like Carolina's defense is definitely better than Atlanta's. Now, Matt Ryan's better than Darnold, and I'm not arguing that, but I think if I had to, and I don't think I would make a bet, actually, because I feel like Tampa's definitely going to win the division, I think I would rather have the better odds with Carolina than take Atlanta plus 800.
Well, first of all, I agree that Tampa's at least as likely as that price to win the division, so this is not actual money is not going to be bet in this market, and you know, the Atlanta fringe outcome theory of if you like, that's always prefaced by if you like Atlanta, then blank. And that does not say that I like Atlanta. I'm just saying if you like them, just like if you like Cleveland, who I'm kind of indifferent on at those prices. And if you like the Chargers, who I kind of like, that's just another way to bet them, basically. But I mean, I agree with you. Like, I think both of these teams present really interesting cases as high ceiling teams. I mean, Ken, you know, we joked, but like, you know, the Dan Quinn era.
Yes, Chelsea goal. Let's go.
I saw it happening. I saw it happening out of the corner of my eye. I saw the hands go up.
And guess who created it? Captain America, Christian Pulisic, going to the Champions League final, baby, plus 700. Sorry.
How do you feel?
I feel great, man. Yeah, like, it's my favorite team. Right. Yeah. Like, this is awesome. Yes. I remember where I was 10 years ago, or yeah, 10 years ago. Well, 9 years ago, when Chelsea beat Barcelona at the Nou Camp in the Champions League semifinals on the Fernandez Torres goal. And like, I was at Sirius XM working off air at the time, and I went ballistic and like ran down the hallway after that Torres goal. And I will remember this, where I was just now, for this Chelsea goal to put Real Madrid away. That is great, man. Awesome.
So they're into the final, which is what, 3 weeks from now, playing Man City. So Man City will be a pretty significant favorite in that game, I'm guessing.
Well, Chelsea did just beat them in the FA Cup semifinals, but yes, Man City will definitely be favored.
Okay,
for sure.
But still, like, inching closer to winning a pretty reasonably, you know, good price futures bet plus 700 in, you know, about a month and a half ago. So that was really good.
Sorry. Okay. I hijacked the segment there. Good. I don't even know what you were saying about the NFC South, but please continue.
That's okay. My thing is, you made your point that, we can move on to the next division. Your point is that you like Carolina more than Atlanta. My point is just, I think they're both really good high ceiling teams to kind of target in terms of, like, they have a ton of upside. You know, like, Arthur Smith can probably fix Atlanta's offense better than, you know, Dan Quinn could after Kyle Shanahan left, basically. So I think you have a lot of upside there. You know, I think we've seen him with Matt Ryan before, like, kind of just like pedigree and ceiling wise, which is good. And then for Carolina, I agree with you. Like, there's a version of Carolina that's unbelievable. Like, if Sam Darnold's good, there's a ton of talent. The coaching staff is insanely good. So I think they both present kind of really good high upside candidates. The problem is they play in a division with, like, literally the most, if you had to pick a team you were, like, the most confident in that was going to win 11 games or more this season by a significant margin, at Tampa Bay. And it's not even close. So that's the problem. So I think you got two high volatile outcome teams. They play in a division with Tampa. How do we take advantage of that? We like them with a high ceiling. Well, you make bets like, what are they to make the playoffs? Like, what are they, what is Arthur Smith to win coach of the year, which is he can do without winning the division. If Tampa wins, Tampa goes 15-2 and Atlanta, you know, finishes two games behind them or three games behind them, he can still win coach of the year in a lot of situations. So there's other ways, the high ceiling type stuff. There's a lot of ways to play that, even though they play in a division where maybe you don't want to bet them to win the division.
Okay. So that's the NFC South.